Wow.
And she's created what you call sockies. So she's recycled socks that people don't want anymore, and she's made them into these dolls for people that need the text. The tactile touch, right? So individuals who really need the touch, and it's a different part. So this might be soft cotton, and this is beads, right?
Yeah.
So each one's different, and this one's just cotton, right? So so they're selling, that's Anika, and they're selling their pieces. So everything's different, and we always have a little piece about the artist. So for example, if they're selling paintings, we have a little bit more about the artist. We have their business cards. So if you want to have them do a piece for you, you can, right? And so
it's Rhea's artwork.
Yeah.
It's Rhea Tal's artwork. Did you see? It's Rhea's.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know Rhea? You did an interview with her.
So we put out the call across Canada, so we're still looking for entrepreneurs. As you can see, there's lots of room to grow and sell stuff in here.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited, especially when this is opening, to see what goes and what doesn't, and we'll pivot from there. And that's an area that we don't typically see as tapped as much as this entrepreneurial side.
Yeah.
And so we really want to grow that capacity within the community of, come on entrepreneurs, we can support you. Whether we sell your products or we help you get your product off the ground. So that'll be part of the program too. Because like I said, we have the Go Group initiative, and that'll be to help support entrepreneurs, or if you're ready, maybe we can support entrepreneurs. That's kind of the... This is the facility in a
nutshell. Wow. We also have other spokes that are opening, and so we have a spoke that's just opened up in Prince George, and we'll be looking to open one in other areas too, like Kelowna.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way families have access to that information, that knowledge, in different regions, which is really awesome.
And is it just in BC, or is it across Canada?
So the hub is in BC, and the spokes are in BC. The intention, because we have that federal initiative that I spoke about, so that's actually across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that it's delivered is with all different community partners across Canada, so in Ontario, Quebec, Alberta, you name it, Nova Scotia, and we are all working around employment, entrepreneurship, and education.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge outreach component to that too, because there's a lot of individuals that don't qualify for funding provincially.
Yeah.
And so typically they may not have access to a lot of services. Mm-hmm. So the initiative allows touch points for those individuals so they can enter into the competitive labor market force with maybe some supports and backing from it. So it's
okay. Good. In what ways does the Pacific Autism Family Network offer services for employment?
So I touched on one of those. It offers employment through two programs currently that are housed in the Pacific Autism Family Network.
Yeah.
The first one is the Ready, Willing, and Able initiative, which I spoke about.
Yeah.
And then the second one is employment work. So it's kind of that pre-vocational piece. So someone's maybe not ready for employment, or maybe they are ready for employment, but they just don't know what sector they want to work in.
Mm-hmm.
They can go through the 12-week vocational or pre-vocational program and kind of do some job sampling in different environments, whether it's a hotel environment, a recording studio, it could be with a tech company, it could be just a smattering. We've had some on ranches or farms, so really just to get an idea of what they might be interested in and to get feedback on their performance. And so it kind of helps them determine, you know, maybe I want to work in the let's say gaming industry, or maybe I want to work in tourism, or maybe I would like to specifically look at IT and front-end development, right? Because I really love, you know, this company. I really like SAP, right? So what we're trying to do is catch the different individuals at whatever stage of employment they're at and then find something that works with them. And through the two programs, we're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So through Ready, Willing, Able and Employment Works, we're able to help facilitate that journey for people. And some people aren't ever going to go into employment, so they might go into entrepreneurship and they want to own their own company. So we can help them with that, right? So it's pretty neat. And I should have mentioned this too, we have the Employment Club.
Oh, wow.
So that's a support. It's launched. It's running in our facility right now. And what it does is it has a lot of adults who meet who maybe self-identify as having autism spectrum disorder or related disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And some individuals who might self-identify as being neurotypical, and they all meet and talk about their challenges in employment. They kind of advocate for each other, and it's just a support network, which we find is really important in that employment journey.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. So where does the Pacific Autism Network see itself in regards to short-term and long-term goals within Vancouver and other communities around BC?
So I'm not sure if I can speak to the goals as a whole organization, but I can say that specifically to employment, which is where I work, the short-term goals are obviously employment for as many individuals as possible. The long-term goals are to facilitate ongoing successful employment as well as post-secondary, because we're still having a lot of barriers that exist for entry into these sectors or various sectors, as well as post-secondary. And it could be something as simple as an online application tool really doesn't help a lot of individuals who might self-identify as having autism spectrum disorder, because it's a behavioral-based testing, mm-hmm. right? And it might not actually have anything to do with their skill set. It might not highlight that. So there's a lot of barriers that we're trying to tackle. And so short-term goal would be, we want to see more business owners who have autism spectrum disorder or developmental disabilities. We want to see more individuals entering post-secondary, and we want to see more people in, you know, work, period, in all the different sectors, not just your traditional sectors. Mm-hmm. The long-term goals would be eliminating the stigma.
Yeah,
because there's a huge stigma for anyone who has a diverse ability. And we all have biases that we carry with us wherever we go. And so it's not to say that because someone has a bias that they're a bad person, but it's helping them understand how their bias can actually be preventing someone from being successful within an institution, helping them understand how could I work with someone who might have a diverse ability, you know, maybe understanding what is something they can say that they don't have to be afraid of saying, because a lot of people are just afraid to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so the long-term goal is eliminate the stigma, create systems in place where this can be streamlined, and it doesn't have to be a case-by-case basis anymore. Mm-hmm. We're creating demand within this employer, where we're creating demand within this particular sector. It would just be everyone does it because they know that there's no issues hiring individuals with diverse abilities, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well said. How does PAFN hope to accomplish these goals? employment.
Yeah, I was like, it's an ongoing thing. So part of it is building those stakeholder relationships, because we rely on the agencies that we partner with, right? So there's a lot of agencies that are doing a phenomenal job supporting the individuals. But then the other component too is developing business relationships, because it can't just be agencies connecting with businesses. It has mm-hmm. to be businesses who are championing inclusion and diversity, and then bringing other businesses on board. Because mm-hmm. Oftentimes B2B conversations are really important. And the best person to advocate is the person who's experienced it firsthand in terms of how they've developed inclusivity. But there's also a component of developing consortiums and associations and having people at every level, so board level, executive level, not just human resources. We need multiple buy-ins. And that's really the way that you can do it long term. And then showing that there's nothing different with having someone with a diverse ability in the workplace. So the more individuals that are hired, the more this becomes a normal conversation. Mm-hmm. And the more that, you know, managers and directors don't have any kind of qualms or hesitations around things like safety. That's something we often hear, when in fact most individuals with diverse abilities are probably some of the safest people you're going to meet, because they're even more aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just tackling some of the stigma. Yeah.
And last but not least, is there any event or new programs a PAFN would like to mention for people who could be listening?
If you go on the site, then you can definitely find a link about upcoming events.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What compelled you to do this? How did you come about it? What compelled you to do this? How did you come about it?
It's a long road ahead, but they're finally trying to make changes.
to remove that barrier, that discrimination. But they all have to work together. And it's not going to happen overnight. But if they can just keep an open mind and understand the person's ability, then anything is possible. Hello everyone, I'm DP Lail, and you just listened to the Radio Doc, Breaking the Barrier, highlighting different abilities in the employment world. We would like to thank all the organizations that contributed to the project and made it possible for us to discover all the work that is currently being done to us to discover all the work that is currently being done to bring more opportunities for people with different abilities. We hope you enjoyed it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory at the UBC University of British Columbia. This is our third annual Access Day, which features 6 hours of special programming, self-advocacy, social accessibility, and adaptive programming. Visit our website for more detailed scheduled information and find us on CITR on Facebook. Up next is the band called Mark Ash, What She Said, live performance out near the lobby coming up from the Adaptive Music Society, which is VAMS. You can check them out, www.vams.org, with their live performance will be followed with the interview. So here we go with the band in just a moment.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. We are, and that's what she said. And we are about to play a song.
A shout out to Sierra and Dennis Mayer. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Follow Your Heart. This song is for the kid and all of us. It's meant to inspire and bring hope and send a positive message of living out your dreams and following your heart.
Everything will be alright. Sing it. Ooh la la, ooh la la.
This is Still Loving You. It's a 50s inspired song about getting over a lost love.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. So next song is called Merry-Go-Round, and Michelle will explain to you why the title is Merry-Go-Round.
Merry-Go-Round is like living life. It goes round and around like a merry-go-round.
Right? This makes complete sense. I love that.
It's also known as angular momentum, says Mark Ash on the bass and keyboards.
That's fancy explanations. I like it. Somebody said it make them feel good. That's what we want. Thank you for that comment. Appreciate it.
Sure.
is our next song?
This is TikTok.
TikTok.
The most precious thing in life that we have is time. So thanks for tuning in and taking the time to enjoy life. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Really?
Just gonna set up here.
Really? The music style? Oh, and the grill in Jamaica?
The guitar.
Oh, that's my nephew.
Can you guess? Can you guess how old I am?
On the guitar.
Huh? Less than 30, that's for sure, that's for
sure. Oh, that's a clever answer.
You're 20 now, I think?
Less than 21. I think the guitar's older than me.
Thank you. This is Gravity. It's about the connection two people have.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll be here tomorrow.
We are? It's about the connection. It's about the connection two people. Oh, sorry. Gravity is about the connection two people have that pulls us together. We can thank Isaac Newton for that.
So we have one more song today. Yeah.
So you're perfect.
Just setting up, guys, while they sit up and change spaces on keyboard and on, talking, discussing musician stuff. Stardust is about hope. It's about the fact that we are all different versions of each other, but still kind of all the same. So It's collective. So yeah, that's about it.
Okay, get the show on the road.
For tuning in and sharing this moment with us.
You're tuned in now to Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. That was the band, and that's what she said. Hope you enjoyed that performance. We're going to have a little interview with the band coming up here in a minute. But while we get everything settled, we're going to hear another track from the Strong Sessions album that was put out by the Vancouver Adapted Music Society. This is a track by Sylvie McCormick with the Boom Booms and the Vancouver Adapted Music Society Choir. It's called Little House, Big World.
In una piccola casa, in un grande mondo, con tanto amore per tutti, con tanto amore per tutti, con tanto amore per tutti.
In a little house in a big world with a lot of love for everyone. Pahay kubo, malaki bunda, magandang, oh my God. Sayok, dai saikahe, fayun, holan. Un petit maison dans la grande.
We don't have the other microphone. Can you have all the microphones on? We have it? Some bit of technical difficulties, for that matter.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, we are here at the third annual Access Day, and we're back with, that's what she said, the band.
Yes.
There you
yes,
go.
That's correct now.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is Access Day, and so this is the Mark Ash Band, and that's what she said. Okay, so I just want to introduce all of you. The two leading singers, your names?
Michelle Alviar.
And?
Isabelle Bertrand.
Okay, saxophone player?
Lamar Alviar.
Okay, the piano?
Namar.
Okay.
Mark,
okay. So, one of the questions I would like to ask you, when did you first start playing as a band?
What, 3 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. Mark and
yeah.
I were working
it's
together, and then Isabel
okay.
came in about
6 months.
A year, maybe six, 8 months,
eight.
Yeah.
8 months, mm-hmm. okay.
And yeah. how did you guys come about getting together as a band?
Well,
it's a long story.
Long story, okay.
We'll
for
get into
that years ago, okay.
We were friends.
I was in Neta, right? We met online.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, let's say that.
Yes.
Anybody else? That
well, Michelle is actually my auntie.
Okay.
So she
yeah.
asked me one time, hey, you know, I would like you to just play with Mark here. Been friends with them for quite a while now, so
right.
4 years.
I pop in here and there.
Mm-hmm.
They call me up. I'm sort of a freelance musician myself, so whenever they need me, they call me, sort of deal, right?
And you were recording for us too,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was recording on part of their album actually, at LA Music Studios in Burnaby. So
yeah.
So you play some the variety of different types of songs. What other types of songs do you like to hear or you like to follow up on?
Well, we have a
variety
mm-hmm. tastes, and we
mm-hmm.
try to incorporate that in our songs.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not, we don't be stuck in one genre. Mm. That's a French word.
Yeah. Genre. Genre, yes.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful French word.
And how did VAMS come along for you guys, and how did you hear about
them? When I got my injury, I was asked to join and submit a song. And for me, when I couldn't speak for years, music was my only way to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So music is very hidden for me, for my own recovery. And I'm so glad I can do this. I couldn't even pick up my bass for 8 years.
Right.
So it's like a small miracle.
Right.
Except it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
Like miracle should.
Yeah, that's...
Mine took like 10 years. Oh, it's still a miracle.
So you play how many instruments? We saw you on the bass.
Bass keyboards and I operate.
Operate buttons. Machine buttons.
Okay.
The saxophone guy is trying to handle the camera.
Because my fingers don't work so well.
Right.
I have to rely on technology.
Right. And how was coming about, like, relearning how to play those instruments?
Yeah, it's like being a baby all over again. It's pretty cool for a while.
Literally, yes.
Yeah. So I had to learn how to walk and use my hands and chew food and speak. Yeah, it's a long process. But I think the real miracle is human body.
Right.
How we can recover if you give it the right environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our diet, exercise, sleep, and detoxification. All that
yes.
is like a big puzzle.
Mm.
It's not only one thing.
Yeah.
And creativity, music.
Mm.
Yeah.
For today's world, what bands or musicians out there inspires you? What bands and musicians that inspire you?
Well, anything new, I like to hear. Because music has been done and over time. But people use their own taste and their own variations.
Yeah.
So, we like all
music. Anything from 60s, 50s, jazz. Led Zeppelin.
Right. Okay.
Kind of
you
a
know.
Medley mix of inspiration.
Yeah, rock and roll, Chet Baker.
Oh, nice.
You guys like Latin too.
Nice.
Latin jazz.
Songs, exactly.
Yeah, I love Latin jazz. Buena Vista Social Club.
Nice. And kind of on that note, do you write your own
Thanks,
songs?
Isabel.
Nice.
All of the songs
you performed tonight.
Michelle and I
collaborated
on
some songs.
Songs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we write all our own stuff.
And what's kind of the process when you're writing your songs?
Well, it could come from a riff or emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody breaks your heart, it's really easy to write a full album.
Okay.
Here
example,
we go.
Emotions or a riff or a lyric.
Yeah, or something that happened in your day. Remember when I said, oh, I was feeling sad because it was raining? And then you came up with The Sky is Crying.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was giving him information and ideas.
Oh, nice.
Like merry-go-round, you know, things are going around too much, blah, blah, blah. Like.
So.
Yada, yada.
On and on and on.
Guys.
So today is Accessibility Day,
right.
And for the band, what inspires you on accessibility? What does accessibility mean to all of you?
Well, one thing would be nice to find some parking.
That's true.
It's all paid parking out here.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think if people with disability feel like they're more equal. So we don't need to separate people into classes or your ability.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all deserve the same rights. So people with limited accessibility,
mm-hmm.
we should improve our city more and we should connect more with the disabled world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that what Stardust is about a bit? Like all the same, but yeah.
Yeah.
I try to put some messages in my songs.
Mm-hmm. And how do they get a contact of you? How they your information
mm-hmm.
Of the band? How do they get more information on your band?
If we want to look you up and
yeah,
hear
we look
some more
up.
Of your awesome
yeah,
tunes,
exactly.
Where should we go?
Yeah,
thank
where do
you.
We go from here?
Facebook, It's called Listen Up, the other link, because that's the other name of our band.
You can check us out on SoundCloud as well.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
What's the name of the SoundCloud, Mike?
Listen Up.
Okay.
But we're going to change.
Probably going to change it, but yeah, check that out. We'll have to
things change.
Update it and all
things
that.
Change.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, thank you very much
for
performing
in
our studio from the audience in front of us.
Yeah, this is a great space here. The nest?
Yeah, the nest.
Oh, yeah, the nest.
This is the nest. Yep. Well, thanks again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. And
maybe do this next year.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. On to Elmore.
Nice meeting you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you all.
For the first time I rise from the dirt, open up my eyes to the fine work he done. Once I was blind, now I've begun to see what I've become. Long way from the deep, wasn't easy, son. I've seen a lot of rainy days like a rerun. Been through the storm and I'm totally calm. Even when I'm alone, got my focus on. Come on, you wanna drop that bomb? Let go, explode or be gone to the next episode. For no, not one, I would not run. Even with a loaded shotgun to the dome. I got a gun, I own one. Got one of the best target shots in Canada, what? I'ma prove I got what it takes to be large. Three-car garage on my estate. By the lake, move weight by the bar. On beats for my peeps, we can take these dreams. Not gonna let it be a wasted life. Gotta take my chances and make it right, yeah. Get slain to get God, forget fame. The stardom cry tears of pain and hardship. Seen a hard day's night, and now I see light. I fight every day to keep it bright.
For the first time. Display my skills to get filled with praise, but I keep it real and give it away in the building for a couple decades, staying out of trouble, I guess you could say. But I feel another destiny is calling my name. My aim is to get free. Do not bend for me, do not break for me, or flip flop around and be fake to me. For the first time, this is an awakening. I learned now there's nothing you can take from me. Waiting patiently, my time has arrived to be who I was made to be. But don't stray. I messed up and I stay breathing. That's why I got faith, even though I ain't seen them. I believe in the places I've been, and I ain't going back to face that demon. I'm a rap till he attack me from the back, and I keep rapping even after beat his ass. Everlasting, I'm past being harassed. You can't imagine the disasters in my past. I'm happy to answer if you ask me. I'm a living testimony, homie, exactly. Master the craft of acting, rapping, but in real life I couldn't even relax. I was anxious to even just chat at home with my old family. That's bad. Now I'm past that, but I still have to build. The faster I heal, the better I feel. For the first time.
not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you and you love me, and that is how it will always be, and nothing else can ever mean a thing. Who cares what the public chatters? Love's the only thing that matters. Cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you've got a kiss that conquers, why should I care?
Listening to the third.